Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Hilchos Tefillin Kla Yodalad. We saw Simon Yodalad, which the halachas of a person who's a lefty, and we said that we're going to try to go through the opinion, some of the points that Mishabur raises in regards to the halachas of a lefty. So we're going to base this off the Sefer Shana halachas, which is Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita Sefer, where he brings together the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, Shaar Tzion, and the Bir Halacha. And we're going to maybe add a few points which he touches on, and maybe one of the points which he doesn't touch on. Okay, so the first thing he points out, a person who does Iter Yad Yeminoi, who does Roib of the Malacha with his left hand, like we pointed out yesterday, the Chayadim does not mention Roib, but the Mishnah Berurah says even Roib is enough, so that makes him into a lefty. And now he puts on his right arm. Number two, even if he became an Eater, due to the fact that he trained himself to do that, it wasn't natural. Or, number three, he became an Eater because he was forced to do so. A person developed a weakness, an illness in his right arm, or he lost his hand. So he's forced to do malacha with his left hand, left arm. So that makes him into a lefty. And to the extent that if he would put tefillin on his left arm, like the average person does, he would not be yotze. He must put it on his right arm. Number five, if a person, in the situation where a person became a lefty due to a weakness in his right arm, if eventually he regains that strength and now he's a shelah b'shtayyadah, he's ambidextrous, he would put a tefillin on his left arm like any person who's ambidextrous. Regardless of a person who's ambidextrous, does malachas with both hands, that means he does malachas with both hands equally. But if it's easier for him to do with his left, even though he can do some things with his right but not as well or not as easily, he's considered a lefty for those purposes, and he would put tefillin on his right arm. That's number six. Number seven, a person who writes, now he deals with issues of writing, a person who writes with his right hand and does all of his malacha with his left hand. So according to the, so we have two opinions in that situation, or vice versa, he writes with his left hand and does all of his malacha with his right hand. So the Rambam says that you go after the ksiva. Then we said that number eight, that's only if he was born like that. But if he trained himself to do that, so then we ignore that. So that's different than we mentioned before, where a person who trains himself, that's talking about he training himself to do the majority of his malachas with his other hand. So he was originally a righty, and he had nothing to do with the majority of his malachas with his left hand. But here, we're talking about just one malacha, the malacha of writing. And we're saying that that writing is the definitive malacha. It defines whether he's a righty or a lefty. That's only if that's natural. If it's not natural, then we ignore it. We don't give it that special advantage over the majority of the malacha being done with the other hand. Number nine, a person is not able to write, so then even though he's able to make some type of a mark, like an X type of a mark to represent his name, but if he can't write, so then we look at the malachas that he does, and we ignore the fact that he is, even if he does the majority of his malacha with his left hand, and he makes that mark with his right hand, we would ignore that. Number ten, he brings the second opinion, which is the opinion of the Gra. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions in the Gra Pasim like this opinion, that we ignore writing, and all we look at is what he does the majority of his malacha with. So if he does the malacha with his right hand, even though he writes with his left, so according to the Ramah, he's a lefty, according to the Gra, he's a righty. So now, the Bir Halacha points out that the Minhag HaOlam is like the Ramah. So the question is, the Minhag HaOlam is like the Ramah, why are we ignoring the opinion of the Gra? So for example, in the scenario, a person writes with his right hand and does the majority of his malacha with his left hand. So according to the Ramah, he's a righty, wears it in his left arm. According to the Gra, he's a lefty, and he has to wear it in his right arm. So there are some individuals who put tefillin on both arms. They put on one and they switch to the other. But the minhag ha'olam is not like that. So do we have any way to, as it were, explain the minhag ha'olam? So the Bir Halacha suggests the following, that even according to the Gra, that the Gra says that you give preference to the hand which does the malacha over the hand which does the writing. It's only if the hand which does the writing can't do anything else at all. But the hand which does the writing does some other things as well, even if it does not do it as well as the other hand. So remember we said if a person is ambidextrous, but his left hand is better, so he does everything with the left hand and everything with the right hand. He writes with the left hand, writes with the right hand. He bats with the left hand, he bats with the right hand, he lifts, etc. But the left hand is stronger, he's a lefty. But here we have a situation where he writes with his right. So in that sense, the right hand has an advantage over the left. He does other malachas with the left. So, according to the Gra, he should be considered a lefty. But since he does other malachas with his right, albeit not as well as with the left, that would give him a status of a... that now he's ambidextrous, and a person ambidextrous is considered a regular righty, and he puts in his left arm. And that's where the Bir Halacha comes out. Have a good day.